531. Nisambula, this is Pacific Media Network News at 6. I'm Tora Kirongo. To the Cook Islands, the Cook Islands Party has gained 2 more seats following the final counts of the general election. The party, led by caretaker Prime Minister Mark Brown, now has 12 seats. The Cook Islands News reports Cook Islands Party members Kaka Hama and Sunny Williams have won the Ngatangi and Titikawaka seats respectively. And COVID-19 is now present in all island communities in Tonga. Tonga's Ministry of Health says the pandemic has reached the outer island hamlets of Niuafo'o, Niuatoputapu, and Ewa. There are 730 active cases of COVID-19 in Tonga. The Whānau is expanding its services, opening a new regional office in Auckland's Mount Wellington. The Pacific Health and Social Care Operator provides medical and dental services, even financial mentoring, and is adding a new well-being service called Langiola. The Whānau Trust CEO, Tevita Funaki, says over the past 3 decades, they've learned to build trust and work together with other leaders in the Pacific community.
There have been key learnings and insights that re-emphasize to the Whānau that the way we deliver care is the right way. Their partnership with our owners, our community and church leaders are critical to service delivery. Relationship that are high trust and relational. It is a two-way street.
And there are 13 more deaths of people with COVID-19 and more than 4,100 new community cases around the country. 549 people are in the hospital with the virus, including 16 in intensive care. The Prime Minister has disputed allegations of bullying in Parliament made by one of her own MPs. Labour MP Gaurav Sharma wrote in an opinion piece that bullying is being supported by the groups intending to police it, including whips, office and party leaders. Jacinda Ardern says support has been in place to support Sharma as a new MP, which includes his role in managing his staff.
While we dispute the allegations that he has made, I want to ensure he knows that he is a valued member of our team, and I want to ensure he's getting the support he needs too. Managing staff can be hard, so our focus with Guru from the start has been to take a constructive approach that we hope would set him up for the long term as an MP and place coaching and mentoring and other supports around in order to ensure that would be the case.
The Parliamentary Service has put a hiring freeze on Sharma's office in an effort to resolve some of the issues that has been raised in his office. Restaurateur Leo Molloy has dropped out of the Auckland mayoral race. In a statement, Molloy says it's the right thing to do for the city. The latest ratepayers poll shows Officio Collins is still leading mayoral candidates with 22% of support. Businessman Wayne Brown is second with 18% support, with Leo Molloy falling to third. And the Defence Minister says New Zealand can help defend island nations such as the Solomon Islands as the world's superpowers turn their eyes to the Pacific. Penny Henare has just returned from the Solomon Islands to discuss the Maritime Security Work Plan and says that the Solomon recognises New Zealand's long-standing relationships with Pacific nations.
Our defence officials have been working closely with them since I made that commitment to them a few months back. And so the progress being made is the information sharing in order to support them, as well as the capacity. Now, you know, here in New Zealand, we have a number of officials who can help us with that. In Solomon Islands, they just simply don't have that capacity.
The Solomon Islands signed a wide-reaching security agreement with China earlier this year. And family and friends gathered at Auckland Airport this morning to welcome the newer Commonwealth team home. A team of 15 athletes went to Birmingham to compete with Duggan Tutakito Williams, winning the country's first ever Commonwealth medal, landing a bronze in boxing. Travis Tape Tuetoa competed in the boxing lightweight event, and PMN newer producer Farmer Williams spoke to his mum, Helen.
He fought his hardest. He came across an Olympic medalist that was from India. I think it's on a different level, but I'm still proud of my son. I think that he did really well participating in the games and representing Niue for our little country, our little nation. I'm just looking forward to welcoming my son back home.
With more sports, the Warriors head coach Stacey Jones says the team needs to bring the energy this weekend to improve their last performance. The Warriors are set to take on the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs at Mount Smart Stadium. Head coach Stacey Jones says that the team has been focusing on bringing high energy to the game this weekend.
For the last couple of months, we've been on the road to just try to keep things short and sharp and make sure the energy levels are there first and foremost. And last week, we're obviously signs of down in energy, and this week we've had to sort of make sure that we're going to turn up on Friday with energy.
And that's news at 6. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz. Nida Modi.